Josh, assuming you do not play tomorrow night, can you sum up your preseason? How you feel about your preseason?
I'm not going to play Thursday night, tomorrow night. It's kind of a number of guys, starters, we've already moved on and started prep for the New York Jets. But, I think it was, I'd say from the standpoint of training camp and the preseason, I think we got a lot accomplished as an offense. And not necessarily on Saturdays or whatever day the preseason games were, but just from the standpoint of adding pieces to our offense, more from a practice standpoint, because when you go on preseason, you're very limited on your call list, on what you're trying to run and accomplish. But I feel like we've got to mix it up personnel-wise and got to see what some guys will do in a game-like situation. But I definitely think that this year's camp was great for me.
Josh, there's a bit of a, whether you realize it or not, because you don't pay attention to it, but there's a bit of controversy still, swirling around you from comments made by Hall of Fame quarterbacks like Fran Tarkenton and fans and stuff like that. How do you stay focused in moments like this on what you have to do?
It's pretty simple for me. I mean, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention, or really any. I mean, I got to come in here once a week, and every now and then somebody will shoot me a text like, hey, did you see what so-and-so? But, I'm not really worried about that. I'm solely focused on being the best quarterback I can be for the Buccaneers.
It's the same with your contract situation. You're going into a year, you don't have a contract for next year. That can be a very, difficult moment for a lot of players. But how are you handling it, and how do you stay focused on the task at hand now, knowing that out there you've got this big issue kind of hanging over you?
I mean, I wouldn't even call it a big issue. It was funny. I was at an event last night and happened to be at a table with Mark Dominic, and we were just talking about the team, talking about different things. And he said he had a call with my agents today. And I mean, I'm not really paying any attention to it. I told my agents, you guys handle your business. But I'm focused on football, and just really that's about it. Keep it one dimensional from the standpoint of things going on in your life. It's not really about anything else but this team, but this season.
Where does that come from? Have you always been like that? Have you always kind of?
For the most part. But the thing I've found is, if you go out and prepare as well as you can. Well, one, the result's most likely going to be favorable if you guys can put everything together. But, two, if you lay it all out, give it all you got, then at the end of the day, succeed or not, you got nothing, no regrets, no reservations because you gave it all you got. And, that's kind of the mentality. I mean, it's not an all or nothing sort of deal, but it kind of is from a preparation standpoint and a working standpoint. You pour everything you got into really trying to better yourself, out prepare yourself every day, and that's really the stance I've taken. And when you let that consume really everything you're doing, there's not really a whole lot of room for other people's opinions, thoughts. You just kind of you stick to what stick to who you are, and just go with it.
Your father, part of that foundation, did he help build that within you?
Yeah, no question.
Taught you, just focus on what you got to do and not worry about other people?
Yeah, no question. And it's never, through college, high school, there's never really been that big of an issue. Whether it's praise, negative stuff, you just got to keep on keeping on. You can't worry about anybody else except for first off yourself, and then your teammates, coaches, people that directly affect the outcome.
Gives you so much confidence, Josh, that the offense will be ready to roll on September 8th?
I practice with these guys every day. We have mixed it up as far as different personnel combinations and stuff this preseason, and I've got a lot of confidence because we got Vincent, Mike. Just name the guys that we have, and working together as an offense, the O-line, and like I said, last year at this time, just grasping these concepts, understanding this offense, it really was a struggle. Working and installing new plays, just trying to get everything down, mixing in new guys. But now I feel like we've got a solid foundation. as far as understanding and execution of this offense.
Mark Domenech's always talked about contracts are take a long time when you're doing extensions, and I'm sure he's had discussions on and off, you know, with your agent for a while. If you get off to the start you anticipate, do you want a contract before the season's over? I mean, have you talked about that?
No. You know, like I said, when I'm staying completely out of that. You know, I'm working towards a goal, and I mean that goal first and foremost is, week one up in New York.
Josh, how far along are you guys into the Jets preparation right now?
Just kind of the beginning stages. There's still majority of our team is going out and playing tomorrow night, so they're focused on that. But a handful of guys really have gotten a start. So it's it's obviously progression, but just kind of getting the base stuff down. And because they're a team with multiple fronts, multiple coverages, obviously pressures, their downs are going to be huge. But now just trying to get familiar with who they are as a team and their defensive schemes.
And they have a 3-4 scheme, Rex Ryan does, and you're going to be facing another defensive coordinator, Rob Ryan, who you saw last year with the Cowboys, and he's going to have the Saints. What's the difficulties in facing a 3-4 defense?
It really all depends, on personnel. But they can adjust the front, bump one guy over, slightly adjust it, and turn it into really what becomes like an over-under front. But, it's just really identification, our coaches do a great job in putting together scouting reports. And by the end of the week, by the time we really get into meetings, we have a clear-cut plan with how we're going to handle and everything they've shown so far. So just a matter of communication. You go up and you play in Jersey. I mean, it's a loud stadium, so it's going to be crucial that we communicate well.
Can you talk about your approach this preseason, your fifth preseason in training camp? Has it gotten more fun for you? How do you feel you've evolved?
Football's it's always a blast, and this year I've had really the most fun I've ever had, but It's been more pinpointed, as far as trying to grow and better myself in different areas of the game. Just command at the line of scrimmage with protection calls, with audibles. I'm just trying to each day become more and more of a complete quarterback.
Josh, you've made a lot of moves on both sides of the ball the last 2 years. How big is this season for this team, for this organization?
Every season's huge. Every game is huge. And that's, Coach says it all the time. The mentality that we have is 16 one-game seasons. And every game is huge. Every one-game season's huge. And, ultimately, 16 one-game seasons are huge. So it doesn't matter. Whatever next game is, that's the most important game.
Josh, because you haven't played a lot during the preseason, how concerned are you that come week one that the offense is just going to, flip a light switch and be in sync?
I'm not concerned, but obviously things could have gone better in the preseason. Like you said, didn't take that many snaps, but I feel like we've been practicing at a very high level and, just excited to make it through with everyone healthy and, moving forward. I know our guys, like I said, I know what kind of fight they got in them, and there's such a difference between preseason and regular season. Everything's amped up, and we just have to continue to just work. Keep your head down right now. Don't let off the gas. Just maximize the potential for each day.
Josh, a couple of your receivers have even talked about how they've dropped a few more passes than they would like. Given that you've taken so few snaps, is that any kind of concern for you? And what gives you the confidence they're going to turn that around?
I throw with these guys every day, it's preseason, like I said, and that's no excuse for any error. But I know Kevin had a tough angle coming out, and it's part of the game. Drop passes are part of the game. It's not something that we really accept they drive me absolutely nuts. But these guys are, they're elite talent. Mike, Vincent, I think Kevin Ogletree's had an amazing camp. But when it comes down to it, on Sundays, I know these guys are going to be there to make the plays.
One more, please. Bowers was talking about it. You guys really haven't shown a whole lot of preseason. I don't know if it's been by design to kind of hide things, but he says it's he senses the time is ready to go. Do you get the feeling amongst your teammates that they're anticipating the start of the season? It's you know, they're glad this preseason is about to wrap up.
Yeah, there's it happens every preseason. You know, it's the grind of early mornings, long days, hitting each other, games that don't really count, but and I mean, everybody's eager. You know, we're excited about the team that we have. We've been working extremely hard, and they're ready to go out and, you know, play someone for real.
All right, Josh, we asked you at the beginning of training camp how confident you were in the offense and comfortable you were. Now that training camp's over with and your time in the preseason is done, where are you now compared to where you were at the beginning of camp? Even more comfortable, more confident?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've made big strides as an offense, and me personally as a quarterback, and I think it's due in part to obviously your coaching staff. You know, I think Coach Sullivan and John McNulty, they do an awesome job, you know, really dissecting our games as quarterbacks and pinpointing areas that we need to improve on or that we really need work on and within the offense. And it's been, you know, like I said, I feel like I'm playing, throwing the ball, understanding what we're trying to accomplish each play, each situation. So, definitely excited.